Hello and welcome to the January edition of the Bristol Beats Club. On this month's podcast, we caught up with Ethan, the lead singer of Bridges, ahead of the release of their new single Amour on the 27th of January. The reason for this impersonation of a Radio 4 presenter is so as not to awaken my slumbering housemate in the next room. This is Kaleidoscope.
Wrapped around my bones, it's like a diamond smothered in my blood, zipping that long, zipping that long.
Kaleidoscope by Bridges, and I'm delighted to be joined on the Bristol Beats Club with my co-host
Damien
and of course Ethan from Bridges.
Hello
Ethan, thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you very much for having me.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Absolutely lovely, actually, despite the temperature in Dame's living room being almost sub-zero.
This is quite warm, actually.
It's better than usual.
Nothing compared to my flat, don't worry. This is great.
It's normally quite a lot colder than this.
Yeah, you say it's quite warm. Ethan hasn't even removed his hat just yet.
Well, I've got a hat here today. So.
What we usually do when we start these interviews is a quick quote about your music.
Okay.
So here I've got down honest, raw, energetic.
Yeah,
I've added a little bit on the end that says beard as well.
Yeah. Beard is now a thing.
Yeah, for people that obviously can't see, which is everyone.
This being just audio.
Mighty beard you've got there, mate.
Thank you.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. But honest, raw, energetic.
Yeah.
And we talked a bit about how Bridges, as they are now, have developed their sound just beforehand. I wonder if you could let the listeners into that at all.
Okay. So we've been a band for about a year and a half, as Bridges. We kind of got together when drummer Joe wanted to just drum. So he was like, I want to drum in a band. So we were like, okay, we'll all get together and do something. So we were a three-piece for about a year. And now recently we've just added our new guitarist, Josh. Been working the past couple of months, really, just getting some more songs.
And there's been a bit along the way as well. You talked about the House of Commons.
Oh, right, okay.
Let's go with that story.
Yeah. We're going to go with that story.
That's a good story.
Yeah, that was a surreal...
Your previous life as a politician, of course.
Yeah, back when I used to, you know, make all the decisions for everyone. Yeah, it was a surreal day. Back just before we got Josh, we went up to London to take part in a competition called Rock the House. We weren't expecting to win, expecting just really to meet some other bands, get some touring contacts, really. Yeah, and then we found out we won.
So casual.
Yeah.
We found out we'd won.
We kind of used all of our energy just cheering and celebrating and giving each other a big hug. And then we're like, oh, crap, we've got to go and play at the House of Commons now. It's pretty surreal. And then we queued up to get in. With everybody else, and then somebody pulled us to the side. Like, you don't need to queue; you need to go in. And we were like,
"You have won."
We were like, "Oh right, okay, that's cool." Really nice people though. We won some pretty cool gear. I mean, the guitar I use now, I've got that. So
we were gonna talk about the guitar. Yeah. Actually,
the guitar.
Is it actually self-tuning?
It's. Yeah, it sounds amazing, and I'm, you know, loads of amounts of gratitude to, like, for receiving that, but...
In case anyone is listening.
Yeah, it's the most annoying thing in the world. It tunes itself.
For anyone that's got lost in that interchange, we're of course talking about the gig that you played on Friday the 17th of January with Evil Twin at the Lantern Colston Hall. One of the things I noticed about that gig was the fact that you guys didn't have any shoes on.
That's
Talk us
thing.
Through that.
I think it's a comfort thing, more than anything. I don't know why it's a thing, really. I think, like, the first practice we had as this band, like, we got in there and Henry took his shoes off. I was like, what are you doing? That's really weird.
Henry, the
bassist. Yeah, he took his shoes off and I was like, what are you doing? That's kind of weird. And he was like, no, it's just comfy, you should do it. And I was like, okay. And I was just having a look back. It's super comfortable. Feels more like you're at home, then. It's like, it's not...
So you do this every show?
Yeah. It's just a comfort thing, really. I mean, like, you know, it's taking everything out of your pockets, and you can just let go, take everything out of your pockets, put them in your shoes, your phone in all your shoes, put it to the side.
Would you contemplate wearing slippers?
I would love to wear slippers on stage.
What about a dressing gown? Could be your thing, you know?
I don't want to be too comfy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. We mentioned very briefly a couple of moments ago your guitarist, Josh, who is your most recent addition.
Yeah, he's brand new.
And
I think we really want to talk about his stage presence.
I recently have watched, because we recorded this show, like, videoed this show, just to see kind of what we look like now, because obviously, where we've only played about three, maybe four shows, with Josh, it's difficult to know what we look like now, so, like, we were looking back on it, and yeah, no, I hadn't noticed, but he gets into it.
It's engrossing.
He really does. We were describing it before, and I didn't really know the words to use to Dame, but yeah. I sort of just spluttered out a 30-minute long orgasm. Not that I'd know what that is.
It does.
That is something a man is not capable of experiencing.
Oh dear. No, of course the reason you join us today is because you're off on tour.
We are.
Is that the second time, third time?
It's the second time we've been on tour. Second time going on tour.
Some big dates here.
Yeah.
London, Southampton, Bath, Exeter, you've obviously got Bristol.
Yeah.
Which is the 7th of
February at the Birdcage.
At the Birdcage. Midsummer Norton as well.
Yeah, that's kind of like a little warm-up date. That we're doing that this week. they asked us kind of last year, mm-hmm. whether we'd do a show there, and one of my friend's bands had played there before, a place called the Wunderbar, or the Wunderbar, I don't know how you say it.
it's in Germany, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it might as well be. I've never heard of this.
It could be
in German.
But I've heard the shows are pretty good there, so we were like, okay, we'll take it. It'd be a nice little warm up for the tour.
I think we can be sure it'd be the best thing in Midsummer Norton.
Well, I don't know, maybe not. Yeah.
I mean, they've been expecting this for a year. That's what they've been looking forward to. So Midsummer Norton are going to have a great night, which I think is on the 23rd, isn't it?
Yeah, that's this Thursday. So this Thursday, 23rd. Coming.
Okay, what can we expect from the tour?
It's going to be really good. Really excited for the Bristol date. Mm-hmm. Trying to make that the best we can make it. That's the only show that we're putting on ourselves this time.
Again, 7th of February.
7th of February at the Birdcage. Got some really cool bands supporting us as well. Just should be a really, really good night. Really excited for Moles as well. Last time we were at Moles, it was just super busy, super fun. I remember it's just playing, going backstage, finding loads of beers in the fridge and being like, this is awesome, we got super drunk and it was just a super good night. To the point that I remember just like, because we weren't told whether those beers were ours, so we were just like going, we've got to get rid of them all, yeah. Just in case. So,
what do you mean? There were no beers here.
We're going to cut that, yeah.
So I suppose you will be playing your new single.
Our new single's called Amore. It's coming out on the 27th through Cherry Red Records. It's our first ever release through a label. It's only a single, a digital single, but you can pre-order on iTunes now, which is pretty exciting, pretty cool for us.
And we should mention as well, the B-side of that single is Kaleidoscope, song that we heard at the start.
Yeah.
Of this cheeky little podcast. Going back to the new single, Amore, am I right in thinking that's Spanish for love, or is that just coincidence?
Latin for love?
Latin.
Yeah. Is where, the story really behind why it's called that is because when I met Josh again, I knew Josh in college, and then I met him again in Bristol, and we were starting to write some stuff together. And we weren't sure, when I was talking to Joe and Hen about it, whether he was going to join the band. And it was kind of a project that we were working on the side, me and Josh, just writing a few tunes. And then, like, if it worked, he was going to join. If it didn't work, we'd written a few songs and it was good fun. And the band was going to be called The Amore. Because it's the first song that we wrote together in Bridges with Josh, that's kind of why it's called Amore. So. And we all love each other, you know. It's all brotherly love, so.
Well, it is Bridgewater that you're from.
Unfortunately, so.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming and speaking to us.
Thank you very much again for having me.
We wondered if you could introduce the next song for us.
I would love to. The next song you're going to hear is called Amore. It's our new single coming out on the 27th of January. Hope you enjoy it.
Tell me your name, more time. If I'm yours, are you mine? Tell me your name to let go. If we collide, we collapse like dominoes. If I hold you tonight, ooh, would you even know? Ooh, that nothing ever touches, babe, ooh, in this world. Tell me you need time that I could wait. If it's just some night, so tell me you need to let the blood flow. Don't know what love is. Now it's not. If I hold you tonight, would you even know? That nothing ever touches, babe, in this world. Nothing ever touches, babe. So carry on, carry on. You're young, not so you ever have.